Yes, it is Thursday, August 4, the Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio. Blocker, over to you. There, you're in the intro now. Morning to you, mate.
Good morning, gentlemen. Oh, you're bringing back a lot of great memories.
You think, Jono?
My God, Jono, thank you, mate. That's so nice. Yeah. Good morning, dear blokes. I've got to blow up straight away. I've got it, mate. People will start calling me a narc and that. But
what do you got for me,
mate? David Clemmer.
You're the first person I thought of.
David Clemmer, please. Newcastle, haven't you got anything better to do than sanction a player who told one of the trainers to get nicked? Mate, I used to say it every week. Fair dinkum, honestly. The guy who's actually running and give him up is a tattletit.
Hey, a what?
A tattletit.
What is that?
Someone who gives someone up. My mum used to say to me, don't be a tattletit. Yeah. Right? People don't like dobbers. Yeah. A dobber. Mate, what sort of environment are we in now when a trainer gets told to get nicked and then he runs to the board and says, oh, it's a game of footy. It's a war out there. Mate, I don't want blokes in my side like Clemmer that doesn't want to come off.
Which is why there must be more to this, Block.
It's got to be.
Has to be more to it. Because, Block, you and I both know, and I know times have changed. Like, in all seriousness, if you told Glenn Lazarus to leave the field,
Lazarus
would just ignore you.
Yeah.
He would just, no. Like, Lazarus at training, if you didn't pass on his chest, if you passed it up here, he wouldn't catch it.
This is true.
And he'd say, mate, what are you doing? And he says, well, you got to pass in front of me. So if your standard pass is there, well, that's not going to help anyone. So I need you to hit me on the chest.
I used to love how...
So that's what he'd say at training. And then, you know, there could be a bit of a blow-up or... Mate, there's so many incidents from when I play, when you play. You just could have got on with it.
Too, yeah. Wasn't there? I was with Lazo one day. Mate, I love him, right? We roomed together for 3 months. But he is probably one of the crankiest blokes I've ever met in my life, right? So we're walking into Melbourne Stadium one day down there and the security guard wouldn't let us in. This is exactly what you're saying. Lazo says, the bloke said, mate, you got to pass. He said, are you a member here? He said, have a look over on the right hand side. That grandstand is named after me. Now get out of the way. But mate, seriously, haven't Newcastle got any more to worry about than David Clemmer saying something to one of the trainers?
They got quite a lot to worry about, I would have thought. Considering their results.
Well, what you're saying is, what are they trying to find a breach so they get rid of him? Why don't they be upfront and honest? If they don't want him at the club, which I'd be surprised, I reckon he's their best player, be upfront and honest. Call Black. We're big boys. Call us in and say, hey, mate, you know, it's all over. We're going in a different direction. Here's your payout or whatever.
And that's exactly right. Don't come up.
We like honesty.
Mate, don't come up with some excuse to try and get rid of someone. Flaky excuse. Yeah. And then try and turn it into a bigger story than what it is.
And while I'm at it, Loz,
be upfront, honest, and say, well, Clem, we think you're on too much money, mate. We're going in a different direction. Let's see if we can cut a deal and let's move on. Shake hands and we end this peacefully.
While I'm at it, the ankle drop. Can we get that? Is the worst thing in the game. Can we please get rid of it? Broken ankles, Paddy Carrigan's tackle last week on Hastings. Mate, it's a jiu-jitsu move. I'll tell you what I was surprised about. Young Cleary coming onto the show, Cleary from the Roosters, and saying, mate, I've done 100 of them. We practice it.
Did he say that, Luke Cleary?
He said it on one of the shows. Mate, I do 100 of them. I've done 100 of them over my career. We practice for it.
Ooh,
come on, man.
Yeah, you don't want to practice those tackles. Well, I don't think I've ever... I've never coached it. I've never seen it in my time where... You're coached to do it. So if they're coaching it, that's not great. If you're
Walters was adamant then.
How come nearly every side in the competition does it?
Well, they go in. Well, you know, they go in at the legs, and I think they've worked out if they can't stop them now because they're so big and powerful. If they take their body weight,
and roll over on their ankles and snap their ankles. Come on, man. Mm. Mate, the other bad one I reckon that we've nearly eradicated is the third man in diving at the knees. Remember that? Now, if you go higher than the knees, you're all right.
Yeah,
if you're third man
thigh.
In. But if you go in low and hard and try and buckle their knees.
Well, it happened to Liam Knight in the New South Wales Cup. And he did
but that was a bad one because that was sort of going in hard below the knee and you can do some serious damage. But if you're going in even at the thigh block and then you drop down and there's two people on top, as in wrestling you, the top half of your body, and you stop the player's momentum that's carrying the ball, and you put your force down on his leg, and then they bend you back over your body.
That's exactly what happens.
It's just you end up in a bad situation.
It's bad.
A lot of people want to have their say and on the text line on the Clemmer and the Knight situation. And it's 0419 767 272. Jackson from Brisbane says Knights fans would riot if they let Clemmer go, lads. Poor form by the Knights. Also here is... they realise that Clemmer is on 800, worth 500. They want to go after other players. They have to fix their salary cap. Also, Gagai and Frizzella on too much. No name to that one. Here's an alternative view, though. Hi, guys. With Clemmer, it is okay to tell your coach to...
Yeah, get lost. Head off. Get lost,
That's what he did by not leaving the field. That causes the team to split. The problem with Clem is he still thinks he's the best front rower. Really, he's not the best at the Knights. Sack him. Spend the money on keeping local juniors, says Liano from Newcastle, sending that one through. So that's a different view to the pro-Clemmer view, I guess, there.
Yeah, I don't accept that. I think that, yes... while your coach wants you to leave the field, it's just you in the heat of the battle.
Yeah, cool.
I think that this is the norm going forward. All right. You wait till the day that a coach says to blocker at half time, you're not effing having a go, get out there in the second half and have a go.
Mm.
And there's a complaint made because of that language.
Yeah.
And then see what happens. And coaches then will need to start addressing players in a different manner. And where does it all end? Where does it all end? If you give someone a verbal spray, halftime in a dressing shed, and the player takes offence to that spray, what happens then?
Well, we've said it before, Loz, that we can see the day where the situation you've just outlined ends up a legal situation.
And ends up a massive story.
And then
the other thing too is now, and I'm all for women in league, and mate, they're the biggest growing numbers in any sport, but mate, there's going to be more and more women in dressing rooms now. Mate, there was a day when they couldn't come in. Mate, blokes are in the shower and all that sort of, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But now there's a lot more. There's physios and trainers, and rightfully so. But mate, it only takes for one bloke to say something out of order in his dressing room. And who's in trouble?
Well, I can remember the day blocker when I first started that journos would actually be in the shower.
Yeah, so talking to you there.
You'd be doing a stand-up presser, so to speak, with two or three journos while you're showering.
In the David Gower.
They'd be standing outside the shower taking notes. looking back now, how embarrassing is that?
It's so embarrassing, isn't it?
But no one cared. You're just the way you went.
Yeah. By the way, your multi got up last Friday evening.
You know what? I didn't even check. Did it?
Got up. Yeah, so did Loz's Saturday.
You were going to critique. What do you call it? Say anything
critique.
About your critique.
Yeah.
You were going to critique my my South versus. South versus the Sharks last week. Remember, I was a little bit tired and I come in and do the big BSB in the morning.
Mm.
And you said, well, I'm going to see how you go.
Yes.
Like, well, I thought I was energised.
That was the Storm Warriors game.
I want to.
Yes.
All right.
Well, that's right. It was the Storm Warriors. You're right. anyway, how did I go in the South Sharks game? Oh, sorry.
So it was the Friday night game.
Yes.
Stephen Blocker-Roach.
That's it. Yes. All the right. Warriors.
Yeah. Storm.
That's right.
And I felt as though your commentary
went
to another level.
Mm.
Because, thanks, I'll tell you why. How many coffees did you have beforehand?
It wasn't the coffees.
Well, what was it? Because you were up. You were more excited than I've ever heard you in any other game
because
when you're commentating.
Set out a challenge for me. That's why.
because I knew you were going home to have 3 or 4 hours sleep, which was, I don't know whether you did or not.
Five.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know how I did it, but
well,
it was
well, I'll tell you what. You turned up. Did you get a rap from the boys?
No.
in the studio after you left? Because they would have been going, what's happened with Blocker today? Why is Blocker being
That very
over
rarely
the
happens,
top?
People giving each other a rap.
You were outstanding, Stephen Blocker.
Yeah, it feels wrong. You feel like there's something else coming.
Yeah,
whenever you do.
Anyone. Are you being genuine?
Of course I am. I'm a genuine person. But he every time someone
person.
Says something
nice about me,
I do the same. You're always waiting for that next comment.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what? I've got something I've got to get off my chest too. Like I want to know the right of way. Mate, I find it in railway stations or in supermarkets or when I'm walking on the footpath, the glare at each other. Who should move? Do you know when you understand what I mean, don't you? You're walking and along and you look up and 15
someone's
minutes
coming
ahead,
in the same direction.
Some big
yeah.
humans and it's like a bit of a it's a bit of a square off, isn't it? Who's going
to
move?
I always move to the left.
But you always move because you're a nice guy. I'm stubborn.
Right.
I want to.
Well, if it's you, I'm getting out of the way.
I want to feel the clash. I want to feel the front on hit. That's what I want to feel.
Really? Do you? And if someone doesn't move far, do you sort of just get a little
Loz, you know. Brush. No, I don't. You know, in my playing days, I had really late footwork.
yes. Oh, very slow footwork.
Very late footwork.
That's your excuse.
That's it. Yeah, but anyway, who's got the right of way? Because people now, I've got to say, are moving later than they usually do.
Might be age.
Might be my age, you reckon? I'm walking a bit slower.
It might be age. You know what I've got for you? Yes. I've got this one. When someone asks you a loaded question like, what's he like?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you go? What do you do? Mate. What do you do? Do you just go straight up? Yeah, no, good. Good fella.
No. If I think he's a Derek, I say it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, what? What's wrong with
what
that?
What do you do?
You've got to be up front.
No,
like a loaded question is always hard to answer.
Straight away, I'll make a quick assessment of why I'm being asked this. And I reckon if you're being asked it, you got a pretty fair idea.
What about when you say, yeah, good bloke, and they go, yeah, I don't like it. I don't.
Do you know, what about how many people are like this now? I'll give you an example. If I'm in a bar or something, and someone bags one of my mates, like Benny, a lot of people bag Benny. Poor Benny, I love him to death.
Love him.
Right, just say, or someone bags Loz or someone I know, I go, mate, hang on, mate, he's a mate of mine.
Yeah.
How many blokes? I say, mates, don't talk about my mate there, right?
Yeah, no, I think my mate.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah,
that's 100%. Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, I'm the same.
Yeah, you say.
I can take the mickey out of my mates, but if someone that doesn't know them and they're being half genuine about it, I'll say, well, mate, he's a mate of mine.
Yeah,
it's like
the family. Like, you can wrestle and fight and argue with the family. But,
oh, mate, I can take the mickey out of my sisters.
But
if someone
else,
that I don't know says something about them,
that's it. That's right.
Here's another pet hate. Can you do me a favour? Well, I don't know yet.
Don't know what the favour is.
How about you just ask the question without saying it?
Yes.
Mate, I get
that. Or what have you got on tomorrow? Or what have you got on in 2 weeks' time?
No. I love this one, Loz. I love this one. When they talk to you and they butter you up all of a sudden, and they're buttering you up.
You're too good, Blocker. You're a great man.
And I'm going, righto, what is it? Anyway, they go, mate, can you get us a jumper? Or whatever it is. And I go, there it is. I say, why don't you just cut to the chase? What are you buttering me up for?
Oh, I know.
You know, to start and then say, oh, mate, can you, blah, 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 whatever.
That's funny. But, you know, that one's right. What are you up to?
What are you up to?
What are you up to? What do you got on tomorrow? What do you got on tomorrow, Bob?
What are you got on?
Now, we got a call here. We got a call. We wasn't being called for, but someone's called in. And is it Kat? Morning, Kat.
That's a G-up. It's a G-up.
What's going on here? Just a text here asking for Gowie's golf tips he gave us earlier. In the Women's British Open, he likes Georgia Hall, who's a $21 chance with Tab. And in the Wyndham Championships, he's picking Adam Scott to win it, $26. He's roughy. Matt Wallace, $126. Steve Blocker-Roach joining us in the studio on the text line here, and the text line number 0419 767 272. Blocker gave way to my mother-in-law at the Macquarie Centre car park. a few weeks back. A thorough gentleman, says cranky old bear. There you go, Block. So you didn't.
Well, I were you in a car or were you walking?
I drive that slowly that I give way to everyone.
So he was in the car.
Well, I'm going to say...
I know it's a car park, but does that mean he was in the car or out of the car?
No, you'd say
she nearly run me over.
I reckon you're walking.
You're walking, because she wouldn't have known who you were. Not unless you got Block of Roach on the side of your car.
How did you know? Mate, I got the number plates now.
Blocker.
Yeah.
Phone number, bank details. Morning, boys. Block, I had that situation yesterday, walking into a bank to deposit a few Gregory Pecks.
Oh, the Gregories.
This stubborn old fella wouldn't deviate his line, and we ended up hitting one another's elbows. Really? Josh the Bricky. Ooh, sending that.
There's nothing too tricky for Josh the Bricky.
What happens if you make slight contact on the walk past? Do you say, or you just ignore it? What's etiquette?
Oh, gee. You'd probably say sorry, wouldn't you? Sorry about that, champion? Or
yeah, I'm
depends
a sorry
how quick
man.
You're going.
I'm a sorry man.
If you, depends how hard you hit.
You got my hips now. You don't go real quick. The contact's not much now.
Now, our producer will often put some amazing stuff.
Yeah, some
on
random,
my desk.
Random.
So
stuff.
Here's one for you, and I've had this here for a couple of days. Florida's sea turtles are grappling with a gender imbalance made worse by climate change. Recent heat waves have caused the sand on some beaches to get so hot that nearly every turtle born was female. So instead of determining sex during fertilisation, the sex of sea turtles and alligators depends on the temperature of the developing eggs.
Of the sand? Is that what you're saying?
No, it was, well, every turtle that's being born.
So
is
the,
a girl.
The hotter the environment.
Yeah, the hotter the environment, yeah.
The more girls are being born.
So the males are struggling
that's
to get
amazing.
Born in the sea turtle world.
Yeah. What happens in our world? Do we know?
Can't
are more babies produced and more female babies produced in summer
I think
rather than winter? We need to find that out.
I like the odds when there's more girls, if you're a bloke, don't you think?
Well, it's handy.
I wonder what the ratio is.
50-50?
Not now. I'm saying for turtles.
Oh, turtles. Sea turtles.
Yeah.
Well, there's obviously more girls than boys in sea turtles.
But that's good for blokes.
That's an interesting experiment. I want to find out whether more females are born in summer than winter. Because we do know now that the sea turtle produces more women.
Because of the heat.
Because of the heat, Blocker.
Like
things
it.
Get
heated.
Plenty of heat.
Well, there's sand flying
hot.
Everywhere.
Well, I'd say the incubation inside a human remains a constant temperature year round.
Who said
How
that?
Do you know all this?
Someone wrote it to him, did they?
Did you Google this?
I don't know.
Or
he's just smart.
He's just very smart. So so humans have got the right temperature all year round, right? So regardless. Well, what happens if you're out in the cold?
So many questions here. We're going to get to the news. And on the other side, we're going to
preview. Have you got the air conditioning on?
Preview round 21 in the NRL. I want to mention, by the way, as well, before we go to the news, Footy Tab, pick the margins, wasn't won last weekend. So there's going to be a jackpot this week. And we can expect to pull somewhere around $250,000. And when the pick the margins jackpot are back in round two, there was one winner who picked up almost $220,000 for a $1 outlay.
They've got to bring those ads back. Remember that?
Put your money where your mouth is.
Put your money where your mouth is. Footy Tab. So remember that? Oz, were you in that?
No, I wasn't in it, but I can remember them.
Bring it back.
Gold for Ariane Titmus this morning in the 400 metres freestyle, so where she's become the first person to complete a Commonwealth Games treble by winning the 2, the 4, and the 800 metres. Ariane Titmus. Gold for Australia, the women, in the 4x100 metre medley relay as well. Emma McKeon, another gold for her. We had gold for Sam Short in the 1500 metre freestyle. Silver for Brandon Stark in the men's high jump as well. Just some of the results at Birmingham. Now, we've got quite a few texts about people struggling to get the Big Sports Breakfast on the TuneIn app. Apologies for that being a third-party app. Something's occurred there, and I'm told that we're onto it to try and sort whatever the issue is there. So your best ports of call to listen via apps is the Tab app, naturally, and also the Sky Racing Active app. to listen to the Big Sports Breakfast. Steve Blocker-Roach joining us. We're going to go through round 21 in the NRL preview at all. Just this text. Hey, Loz, heading to Junee this weekend. My young fella is playing in the Schoolboys Rugby League Carnival Saturday. Brings back memories from 25 years ago when I played there with your nephew Matt for the Tuggeranong Knights. And after the carnival, we went back to the train station for hot showers and met your late father, champion bloke. Cheers, Joey from Canberra, sending that one in.
Oh, cheers, Joey. Yeah, he was a champion bloke. And the Junee Schoolboys League Carnival, Middo, that this would be the longest running rugby league carnival, certainly in New South Wales, maybe even in Australia. It's been going since 1940, 42, 43, something like that. And they would attract up to 200 teams.
Wow.
And a lot of players, in particular years ago, that were from the bush.
Is that a high school competition?
Would have played, yeah. Yeah. Would have played in this competition. So the likes of Stirlow or Mortimer's, Royce Simmons, Trent Barrett's, all those type of guys that have, you know, in and around the Riverina, they would have all played at this Schoolboys Rugby League Carnival. So it's a big footy weekend for the town. There'll be a lot of people there. And it's good to see it. Hopefully the weather will be okay. The thing I remember about it as a kid, it was always cold. It was always cold. But you got to play against people from all over New South Wales. And it was such a big thing as a kid.
You've brought back some memories now, Loz. I was from the Illawarra area. And we used to play Queensland schools, right? And they used to play in bare feet. Truly, everyone in Queensland back in the day... Yeah. Everyone in Queensland, all their rep sides and everything, if you played against a Queensland side, under 9s, 10s, 12s, whatever.
In tackle.
In tackle. They played in bare feet. So we
unbelievable.
So we had to play them in bare feet.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. But you think about when you were a kid in the park and everything. You never used to wear shoes, did you?
No, but no. Always played junior footy, played in a game, yeah. Never not played in boots.
But I think I've seen photos of even guys like Daly Cherry Evans and... Even when they were kids.
Bare feet?
Bare feet, there running around in boots.
There's a secret of the Queenslanders. They've got strong feet.
They might do.
Oh, something else now. They'll use that.
No, well, we
this
use
is why
the feet.
We're tougher.
We use the feet. I see us training. We train or just walk after training in bare feet?
Oh, sometimes they do some run-throughs in bare feet.
In bare feet.
Yeah, but everyone's
so
in
we need
bare
to do
feet.
It from,
even the trainers
we need to
everything.
Do it from 5, 6, 7 years of age.
Yeah. Strength.
A bit hard with the grounds in the winter here, Blocky.
I reckon strong feet and bananas for the
bananas.
Queenslanders.
Tell you what, this is what I don't like about my banana. Boys, you haven't asked me today.
Why have you got your banana wrapped?
Right.
In a paper towel.
So,
I
picked up my banana this morning.
Yeah.
Look what I have found.
It's already
someone's
a
had a
slit
at it.
Yes. So, I'm trying to protect that so no germs... I'm a germophobic.
You are unbelievable.
So that's the reason why I brought it in.
Well, just let me tell you.
How about you just
in
eat
a paper
it?
Towel. Loss, just
well,
let
I'll
me...
eat it at 8 o'clock. So I've got my routine.
Mm.
So I have my banana at 8 o'clock, apple at 8:30, and I have my mandarin
honestly.
At 7:30.
So, mate, you're worried about germs. Now, you've got your banana wrapped up in a tissue.
How thick is that banana, by the way?
It's not a bad... That's not a bad
that's a thick banana.
But, Loz, you said you're worried about germs. Mm. We're sitting in the studio here, the three of us, 5 by 5. Not 5 by 5 by 5.
Right.
5 by 5 metres, right? Say. And you're worried about germs on your banana.
Look, and what about...
but we're more than 1.5 metres away from
now
each
we've
other.
Got a fruit timetable. That will do me. We've got 16 minutes to get through 8 games. Ooh, so
let's go.
Right, let's attack.
Roosters Broncos tonight. SCG, market with Tab. Chooks $1.55. Brisbane $2.45. And Cobbo's back after concussion in Origin 3. Kobe Hetherington replaces the suspended Pat Carrigan at lock. Matt Lodge starts for the Roosters against
a club that
he was sort of, they paid $1 million to let him go. What do you reckon that means? What do you reckon, Blocker? Who wins this?
I'm still not convinced about the Broncos after last week against the Tigers. I was happy the Tigers won and won quite comfortably. But they must bounce back in this game if they're going to be any threat in the competition. The Broncos I'm talking about, they're in fifth place at the moment. Up against the Roosters who are... starting to string a few together, and their spine's looking really good. They're playing a lot more together now. Mate, I think on the back of Tedesco, Keary and Walker, I think we're going to see a little bit of a score, and I think we're going to see the Roosters win.
Yeah, I like the Roosters. I think they just get the job done. I think Carrigan's a massive loss, although I like Hetherington as a player. Looking forward to seeing the wingers, Suwali and Selwyn Cobbo, play. Both outstanding prospects. But being at home at the SCG, I'll go Roosters to win.
And I've got a tip for all the Roosters players and all the Broncos, avoid the cricket pitch.
Well, on that, what about this? Hey, guys, I remember playing in bare feet in Queensland as a junior. I'm the same age as DCE. Still remember slipping over everywhere in the mud with no boots playing for the Kawana Dolphins. Such a better way to play as a kid.
There must have been a reason why they didn't play with shoes on.
Well, maybe all the grounds had cricket pitches. I don't know.
Make them faster.
Tipping the Roosters as well. I reckon we're going to give a one-word answer for this one. Melbourne up against the Gold Coast, 6 o'clock Friday night. $1.10 Storm, $7 Gold Coast, 17.5 is the line. Lozza?
Cheese back, but I would consider taking Titans with the start.
I'm going the Storm. They'll get on a roll now.
Brandon Smith back from that suspension, as Loz mentioned, for being naughty to the referee. Storm all round. Manly, $1.77. Parramatta, $2.05. $1.5 is your line here. So Jake Arthur named in the 7 jersey. Yesterday, Brad Arthur poured some cold water on any suggestion that Clint Gutherson could move into the halves there. And for Manly, well, they've got 5 of the 7 that stood down back, really, because Josh Schuster's been named at 18th man block.
Too much to play for Manly. They're in 10th spot at the moment. I don't know what to make. That's a big loss. Mitchell Moses out of that side. And Loz will be probably able to tell you better than me, but a dominant half, and he is a dominant player. He controls everything for that Eel side. I think it's a big ask for young Jake Arthur to come into the side and expect him to be anywhere near as good as what Moses is. Good luck to the young kid. But, mate, I think too much to play for the Seagulls. I think they'll win.
I'm going Manly. I think the loss of Moses may be a bit too much for the Eels to overcome. Jake Arthur, I think he's just got to do his job. Dylan Brown needs to step up. Gutho, I think it'll be a low-scoring game. Manly have got a good record for some reason at Brookvale Oval the last couple of years against Parramatta. And Parramatta only beat them early in the year by 2 points. So I think Manly could turn it around. And you know what? I'm expecting Manly to come together. And that'll show in their performance. Because if they lose tonight, and it's not a great performance tomorrow night, all sorts of questions will be asked. So I think Parramatta without Moses, not struggle, but I just don't see them getting over the top of Manly.
Can we bring back the Tui's ad too? Remember that Tui's ad for Parramatta and Manly? Here we go again. Manly and Para. Remember that? Mate, that's when footy was at its best, mate.
That's when footy was at its best.
You rump them, stump them. Pick them up and dump them.
Manly for me as well. How about this text? More 40 years ago, playing for the Mungindi Grasshoppers. I hope I've got that right. Or is it Mungindai? On the Queensland border, we played barefoot. But when we played against Moree, they wore footy boots. We were still barefoot. Didn't help them much. We still touched them up, says Christos, sending that one in. Footy boots v barefoot.
40 years ago.
See, that'd be interesting walking out and you're in barefoot and they've got footy boots on.
Especially if you've got steel studs. You ever been trod on the foot properly?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you got 1,000 bones in there. That is painful.
It is, isn't it? Especially those long studs, and steel studs.
Loz, have you ever had turf toe? Your big toe gets caught under.
No, I've never had.
Have you heard about it?
I've heard it.
Mate, it is the worst
takes
thing.
Takes a bit of time to recover from turf toe, doesn't it?
Forever, because you're always moving on your feet, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, mate, that's a...
Have you had it?
Yeah, I did. I reckon it's the worst injury I ever had.
Really?
Turf toe. Oh, mate, I'm telling you, it was terrible. It never fixed. It never got well.
So how long did it take you?
An off-season.
That long?
Yeah. I've seen blokes getting... Mate, ask Big Spud and all that, mate. He had it bad. He used to get noodles in his toe. Yeah. And his
he had big
toe.
Toes, though, Spud, didn't
he? Oh, the ugly feet. But he used to get injections, painkillers, into his big toe nearly every week. Very, very painful. I wonder if there's any listeners out there...
Turf toe.
...that have had turf toe. It's
terrible.
Turf toe.
Quite a few... No, I haven't. No. AFL players get it.
Do they?
Mm. Like big ruckman. I remember that Aaron Sanderlands had it for a long time, and I think one of the Swans ruckman had it early this year. Tom Hickey maybe as well. Anyway, Souths and the Warriors, Sunshine Coast, 3 o'clock Saturday, $1.09 the Bunnies, Warriors $7.50, 19.5 your
South
line.
South 13 plus for me.
Oh yeah. Mate, I thought from what I'd seen the weeks before, I thought Latrell was a little bit quiet against the Sharks last week. I know he got moved into the centres.
Mm.
Mate, you got to play him at fullback. Even though if you get an injury and you need to move him, I'd still leave him at fullback because he can bob up anywhere. If you're playing him on one side in the centres, you just nullify his attack, and that happened against the Sharks last week. But mate, the Rabbits will win easy.
Rabbits all around,
mate. Good to see. Well, Freddie Lussick is into the Warriors side. Poor old Wade last week got his teeth knocked out.
Oh yeah.
Did you see that? And they said there wasn't enough evidence. I said on one of the programs during the week, who knocked his teeth out? The Tooth Fairy. No, honestly, mate. Did you see it?
I did, Block.
Wade Egan, mate. I'm telling you that
there was
force,
plenty of intent there,
and
wasn't
there was plenty. There's plenty of force. They knew what they were doing, but we didn't see it. We didn't have enough evidence. We've never had more cameras in the game since 1908. How come I can see?
I love this text on Loz told us his timetable of eating fruit in the morning. So it's mandarin 7:30, banana 8, apple 8:30. Is that right?
Yeah. Well fruit 7:30, 8:30 is all fruit, but I could mix and match.
Oh, okay, right. Mm. Well, gee, that throws things out, doesn't it?
So it's still a routine as such.
So you eat fruit up until lunchtime, is that right?
Yes. Cleanse. I like to cleanse. Yes. I like to feel clean.
Guys, I'm enlightened by the fruit timetable after all. Feeding time at the zoo never changes, says Hendo.
That's very good.
Canberra and Penrith, good game this. 5:30 Saturday, Nation's Capital. Step up Jamin Semin into the halves with Nathan Cleary suspended with Sean O'Sullivan, and the market with Tab has Canberra. Slide outsiders at home, $2.30 plus 3.5 at the line. Penrith, $1.62 Block.
I am tipping the upset. Remember I said a couple of weeks ago the Raiders are my side that might come through and get into that eight. They're at ninth position at the moment. No halves for the Panthers. Salmon and O'Sullivan will do a fair job, but I just reckon a packed Raiders stadium down there in Canberra, I reckon it's a sellout. You won't be able to get in there. They'll be screaming from the rafters, and I reckon it's enough to get the Raiders home. I reckon this is the upset of the weekend. They are.
I'm going to agree with Blocker.
Gee, I'm in too.
I think Salmon and O'Sullivan are good players.
They're good players,
and all around them, they've got a lot of class. But I just think they'll miss Luai and Cleary. The fact that they haven't played with those two players for a while.
Crichton back.
Yeah, but I still think they just might miss them in attack. They certainly will miss them in attack. I don't think it'll be as smooth as what it has been. And this won't be a bad thing for the Panthers, leading into the finals.
They're six ahead, aren't they?
Mate, yeah. I reckon, Canter. Blocker, they were only, up until last weekend, they'd only lost one game. So I think if they went into the finals with only one loss, the pressure in the finals would have just continued to build and build and build. They'd be talking about breaking records and all that type of stuff. They can lose a few games. They can't finish, in my mind, any worse than second. They're going to finish first or second.
Bit of bad blood between these two teams, too, in recent times.
I hope they come out and get into it.
That's what you want to see. That's what you want to see.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. 5:30 Saturday, Fox lead. Then at 7:30, it's the Southern Sydney Derby. The Sharkies $1.28 against the Dragons $3.70. 10.5 is your line here. Why on earth do they keep picking? It's been a very serviceable player. Moses Mbai at fullback. Why wouldn't you give Tyrell Sloan a crack?
I can't answer that. Moses Mbai coming off the bench is a better option for me. You've got to give Sloan an opportunity. Mm. The more games he gets into him this year, he'll be a lot better for next year. They think he's the safer option, Moses Mbai, possibly. But roll the dice. Your season's on the line.
Adam Dyke's son, Cade Dykes, to make his debut. Yeah.
Sharks to win for me.
Little fullback, isn't he?
Mm.
You haven't seen him play yet?
No.
I haven't seen him.
No.
He must have done well. So.
A huge reputation, though, coming through the juniors.
Yeah. I thought the Sharks were lucky to win last week. I thought South dominated them through the middle. That was a big problem for them last week, but they got the biggies in the end. 21, what was it? 21-20 or whatever it was. Mate, Sharks too much firepower for them. I think the Dragons are looking a little bit slow. I think the game's changed now to these real big 6'3", 6'4", lean, mobile back rowers, and I don't see that in the Dragons, but I see the options in that Shark side that, you know, at least ask three questions a set. So the Sharks for mine.
Sharks all round. Bulldogs $3.70. North Queensland $1.28. 11.5 here. Cowboys the minus. The Dogs, the entertainers all of a sudden again. Jacob Kiraz a hat-trick last week. Who are you fancying here, Block?
No, I think the Cowboys are the entertainers too. They love throwing the football around. I love their style of footy. Building a real nice pack. I reckon they're going to surprise a few sides come semi-final time in second spot at the moment. Mate, I reckon they can do something. I'm a real believer now after the Origin. And then watching them play, mate, they love that up-tempo type of game, and they've got plenty of strike in their side. The Bulldogs, much improved under Potter. I love the way they're playing, but, oh, mate, I can't see the Cowboys getting beat.
Yeah, home game for the Bulldogs, but it's been played in Bundaberg. So it'll be dry conditions. It should be an open game. I think there'll be fair amount of points scored in this game, but I can't see the Dogs knocking off the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys will be too strong.
I will be on the Cowboys as well. And then we finish with the West Tigers, who are favourites, and they're firming. They're $1.52 into $1.47 with tab against the Newcastle Knights, $2.55 back to $2.70, 5.5 your line here. Tigers the minus. Two in a row, Block. Surely it should be three in a row.
Oh, yeah, well, it should be three in a row. They've played really well over the last month, the Tigers. Adam Dewey, mate, what a player he is. Now, you've got to have a look at it. And that bloke was out for, like, near on 12 months. Comes back into the Tigers side and is their best player. Mate, that try he scored from the scrum base last week, Lodz, shouldn't have been scored, but you would have loved seeing it. The Tigers, two in a row. Too much turmoil up there at the Newcastle Knights. They've got a lot to sort out. And I can't believe... For telling one of the trainers to go, whatever, that Big Clem has been left out of the side. I can't believe it. Can't believe that they've dropped him for that.
No, I'm like you, Blocker. I think the Tigers win and puts more doom and gloom on Newcastle.
Tigers as well. Block, are you ready for another dose of 5:30 action tomorrow?
I am ready. Is it 5:30?
Yeah.
Okay. I am ready for it. I might say something different tomorrow, but I'm ready. Thank you for the opportunity.
Good luck, Stephen Blocker-Roach.
Good evening, and bye for now.